Psalm 4. I want to leave you with just a few thoughts tonight before we dismiss. I won't be shy about saying, church, that if you're able, we would covet your support in this ministry. We need the help. If you can't, we understand, but you can pray for us. Amen? And we need you to pray for us. Pray for our military. It is a dark place. It is a field that is truly white unto harvest. Pray that God would give us laborers, that the Lord of the harvest would send laborers into the field, into the chaplaincy. Pray God would give us wisdom to only endorse those young men that would be pleasing to Him as chaplains. Amen. As we go about, pray for safety as we travel across America and work with our chaplains and preach in churches and Bible colleges across America. Pray for that as well, if you would. And much going on in our military. So pray, just pray. Our young men and women that are fighting and dying for our freedoms need the power of the Word of God. All right, Psalm 4 for just a few minutes. If you would, to honor the reading of God's Word, would you please stand? And I just want to, there's only 8 verses, so we'll read all 8, but I just want to take my text, and I am watching the clock, as I said, I will not be late getting you out of here. The Bible says, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear him when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." I want to take our text tonight, I believe from verse number 4. The Bible says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for its perfection. Lord, I do not wish to waste these people's time tonight. They didn't come to have their time wasted. So, Lord, I just ask you to speak only that which you'd have me to speak and nothing more. Thank you, Lord, for your precious and holy word. Holy Spirit, deal with our hearts. Lord, I need you. I can't do this, Lord, without your power. So, please, we ask you to take control. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory, for there's none other worthy than Jesus Christ. How I love that name, the name above every name. We love you, Lord. In Christ's name I pray, amen. Thank you, church. You may be seated. Real quick, just by way of testimony, when I was a kid, I used to play with them little plastic soldiers all the time. You know what I'm talking about? Used to drive Mama crazy. She'd find them laying all over the couch in the kitchen, down the air conditioning registers, and I'll never forget Mom just finding these, and she's just about to pull her hair out, amen. If I find one more of these, I'm going to throw it at you, amen. And they were just there all over the place, and I'd line them up in the living room carpet, and I'd have battles and have a good time. And I never heard an audible voice, but I can tell you this. I knew as a young man growing up and as I grew older, by the time I was in high school, I knew I was going to be a United States Marine. I can't tell you how I knew that. Nobody, I didn't hear voices from heaven. Stars didn't move. I just knew in my heart I was going to be a United States Marine. And I always wondered as a young boy, I used to love when my daddy would watch those old black and white World War II, World War I movies, you know, Sergeant Alvin York from World War I and all that. My daddy would watch those with me and he'd teach me history. And I got a lot out of that. And I always wondered in those movies, you remember, an officer would come in the room, and I always wondered why you'd hear somebody that said something that sounded like this, "Tin hut." And I always grew up wondering, what in the world are they talking about a tin hut for? What has that got to do with the Army? Well, I grew up and got in the Marine Corps, and the Marine Corps has some wonderful ways of educating you, helping you to see the light on matters. Amen? I see things differently now. Yes, sir, I do, drill instructor. You bet I do. Amen. And I learned what that means. That they weren't actually talking about a tin hut. It was just an abbreviation of the word attention. And as a young man, now where's my military men and women that were here? Have anybody left that served? Amen. I go, one. Somebody else? Two? Okay, at least two that are still here tonight. All right, miss anybody? All right, so my military brethren can relate to this. But I was an enlisted man. Were you all enlisted men? Or were you officers? You were enlisted men too. So you can relate to what I'm saying. As an enlisted man, when an officer, particularly when the commanding officer, walks into where you are, as soon as somebody looks at that lapel and sees his rank, somebody better yell out, "Attention!" And immediately, as a Marine, I stand to my feet, thumbs along the trouser seams, feet at a 45-degree angle, eyes staring straight ahead, just like that. Stiff as a board. Now, what did I just tell that commanding officer? I told that commanding officer, first of all, that I am submissive to my captain. I'm submissive. I'm ready to hear his instructions. It also tells him that I'm sensitive to the consequences of what he's about to tell me, because what he's about to tell me just might save my life, regardless of how important or unimportant I think it is. Amen? But what if I was to say this as an enlisted man? Officer walks in, somebody yells, "Attention!" What if I'd have said, "I forget it. I'm just going to keep doing what I want to do." What if I'd have said that, brother? They wouldn't have found the body, amen? It's not an option. You come to the position of attention, and it tells the officer, and he needs you to follow his instructions, because winning or losing this fight just might depend on following his orders. Are you with me tonight, church? He's called you to attention. The Bible says to stand in awe and sin not, commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still. Selah. That means come to the position of attention. Not as a United States Marine, but as a child of God. You know what the position of attention is now?
Lord, what would you have me to do?
Are you with me, church? That's the new position of attention. What I'm about to share with you in just a few minutes that I have, I believe is the single most important ingredient that's missing in our churches across America tonight. Now, I'm looking at people I believe to be sweet people. Your pastor has said as much, has bragged about you. I've seen the work that you do to prepare for a day like today and recognizing our veterans. So I know that I'm surrounded by some sweet people who probably get it for the most part when it comes to service. But can I tell you, there's a difference between being sweet and being surrendered. And what God needs from his people is for us to come to the position of attention. Tell me he hasn't been trying to get our attention for the last 20 years. What do you think 9/11 was? The phone's ringing. He's waiting for God's people to pick it up. Amen? The one thing that may be missing. See, God wants to give you help. God wants to give you hope. God wants to give you healing. But sometimes he needs you to get into the position of attention so he can give it to you. Listen, I'm a missionary. I get it. I have a wife. I have 3 children. We have 10 grandchildren. Bless God. That's enough to drive anybody crazy. Hey, listen, I get it. You get busy and things get into your life and we get so consumed with living. If you're not careful, listen to me, Christian friend. If you're not careful, you'll go about doing good all day long and miss out on that which is most important. Just ask Mary and Martha. Amen? Martha was cumbered about much serving. Jesus did not chastise her, by the way, for her serving. He just said, Mary hath chosen that good thing which shall not be taken from her. What was she doing? Communing with her own heart and being still. She's at the feet of the Master. Are you with me, church? What I'm about to tell you transformed my own life as a Christian. I'm not talking about some second blessing. I got all the Holy Spirit I'm going to get the day I got saved. But it was a good day for Mike Ferris when I learned that every day of my life, I said, not on Sunday morning, not on Sunday night, every day of my life, I've got to find a place to get alone with God and talk to him. He's got some instructions for me. And how can I follow his lead if I don't know what his lead is? Are you with me, church? He's got hope for you. Listen, you want to know what God's like? You want to know what God's like? Look at Jesus. That's all you got to do. God manifested himself through Jesus. Have you ever had the question, can God really heal me? Look at Jesus. Does God really care about my problem? I'm not talking about your problem, Brother Ferris. Does he care about me and the difficulty I'm going through and the burden I'm... Does God really care? Just look at Jesus. How about this question? The question that all the world's asking tonight. Does the God of the universe love me? Here's the answer. Look at Jesus. And the answer is yes. And the more you commune with your own heart upon your bed, I'm talking about getting alone with God and opening that word and saying, God, what would you teach me? Listen, you think preachers, including myself, you think we understand everything we read in the Word of God? There's times when I have to get on my face and say, God, I don't know what you're trying to teach me here. But the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of Oprah Winfrey. Thank God. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth to all men how? liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The reason we're not getting the wisdom that we should get is because we're too busy to come to the position of attention. Are you with me tonight, church? I don't have time to give you the points because I'm already out of time. But I want you to look in those scriptures. In those first three verses, you'll see David in a contemplation. What's going on with God? What are you doing? God's blessed me and he's listening to me. But then you go from the contemplation to the communion in verse 4. And you know what you'll find in verses 5 and 6 when you go home and read them tonight? I'm going to ask you to go home and read them because I'm out of time. You're going to find his confidence begin to build. Look at what he just says real quick. Look at what he just says real quick there. In verse number 6, there be many that say, who will show us any good? See, there's a lot of doubters out there, aren't there? And then the psalmist David says, Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. You know what David said here? Jesus in the heart's better than corn in the barn. Amen? And the more you contemplate that and the more you consider that and commune with God in your own heart and be still, the less you'll have him gripe and complain about. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with what? You spend the 15 minutes of your prayer praising God. I mean praising God. Is he worthy? If you can't spend 15 minutes, give me a call. I'll help you with that list. Amen. Spend the next 15 minutes just thanking God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Just thanking him for the food that you have to eat, the clothes you have to wear, the water you have to drink, the air you have to breathe. How about living in this great nation, the greatest nation on the face of the earth? How about our military that makes these freedoms possible? And you could go on and on and on. My wife that loves me, my children, I could just go on. And how about the salvation that he gives? How about heaven when we die? Am I getting started tonight? How about the Holy Spirit in your heart? And spend a half an hour just praising him. And you know what I found myself doing in prayer sometimes? I find myself getting to the point where I say, God, I had something I was going to ask you for, but I plumb forgot what it was. Now that's praying. God says, I like it. Because you know what he wants from his children? What you want from your children. Praise. Nothing like that grandchild after I'd been gone for 3 weeks who came up to me the other night, little Reese, my 5-year-old granddaughter, and said, Papa, I missed you so much. I love you. You know what Papa did? What do you want, sweetheart? Keys to the car? Anything? I won't give it to you. That's the nature of our God. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. And lastly, contemplation, communion leads to confidence. You know what you find in that last verse? I find contentment. Let's look at it. Will you give me 2 more minutes? Will you give me 2 more minutes? All right. Give me 2 more minutes. Look at it. Verse 8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safely. Does that sound like a contented man to you? I'm not saying all your burdens and your cares are going to be washed away. You know what Job says? Job said that man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. You and I are going to carry burdens to the day we die. Some of them so heavy, you might even not even mention them to your own pastor. You hold them inside. You know what God says? Commune with me. I'm the God who spoke the universe into existence. And you say you trust me for your soul's salvation. You say you trust me to take your hand through death and lead you home to glory. If you're going to trust God for that, can't we just trust him for everything else? Does that make sense? Am I oversimplifying by saying that? You know what God says? You know what you need to do? There needs to be a time, whether it's in your bedroom, in your closet, out yonder in the woods someplace, you get where you have to go. Get in the position of attention. By the way, worship requires bowing. The word worship means to bow, to prostrate oneself. Get in the position of attention. And then say to yourself, attention! The commander of all the universe, I'm in his presence. And he has something to say to you. Open his word and let him say it. Listen to me and I'm done. I realize you read that book just like I do. And Pastor Lance, sometimes I pick it up and I don't like what I see. It's hard, isn't it? It's a mirror. And sometimes I don't like the filth that I see in my own life. But we have a choice. We can let sin keep us from that book, or we can let that book keep us from sin. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Where did Elijah hear him? Wasn't in the earthquake. Wasn't in the fire. Wasn't in the wind. It was in a still, small voice. World's a busy place. And you and I in these days in 2018 become so consumed with technology and living, we forget that good thing. Communing with God. Letting Him fill your heart with joy and peace, even in the midst of your greatest trials. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we love Your Word. It's perfect. It's holy. We love You, Lord. Lord Jesus, all of us, and I start with myself, I don't have any greater standing than anybody in this room with You. All of us, starting with me, Lord, need to do more to commune with You, to stand in awe and sin not. Commune with You in our heart and be still. I pray You'd help these folks tonight to realize the power of communing with the supreme ruler of the universe. We love You, Lord, and thank You for what You're about to do in the lives of these dear people. Thank You for Pastor Lance and this church and their kindness to me and my wife this day. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Pastor Lance.